Welcome to this AAT podcast, covering one of the hottest topics on the agenda of Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, the subject of employment status. Are your workers, or your clients' workers, employed or self-employed? Let us look at the issues, the pitfalls, and some planning points, and let me offer you some guidance on what to do going forward. Getting it wrong can prove very expensive. If any workers, subcontractors, consultants, freelancers, etc. are really employees, but are being paid gross without deductions for pay-as-you-earn income tax and Class 1 national insurance contributions, the potential cost to any business could be very significant and very damaging. Visualize a simple example of someone earning £670 a week, the current upper earnings limit. The self-employed consultant will pay Class 2 national insurance contributions of £2.20 a week, £114.40 per year. Class 4 national insurance contributions of £2,369.20 would be paid on the profits of £34,840. So the total cost of national insurance for the self-employed consultant will be £2,483.60. By contrast, the total cost of Class 1 primary employees and secondary employers' national insurance contributions payable on the same earnings of £34,840 would be £7,054.32. Yes, more than £7,000, and more than double the amount paid by the self-employed person. Of course, this means a loss to the Exchequer of nearly 65%, which is why it is such a hot topic and one of the main targets for the Revenue's compliance officers. The potential cost to the employer that applies the wrong employment status, well, in this example, it's nearly £4,600. But there's more. You've got to add income tax unpaid, which may be about 10% of the tax paid. Difficult to arrive at a figure for that. But then you've got interest on the late payment of national insurance contributions and tax, and a penalty for getting it wrong, a penalty of between 20% and 40%. Ouch. Yeah, that's a problem. Even where a small number of workers are involved, if the wrong employment status has been applied over a number of years, the cost effect on many businesses could be catastrophic. It could, and indeed has, resulted in some businesses going to the wall.